If you have your Bible, turn with us this morning to the 84th Psalm. The 84th Psalm. How admirable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars. O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They shall be still praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the ways of them who, passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well, and the rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed one, for a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing shall be withholden from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. I want to preach this morning, if God will be my help, for just a moment in time, on this thought: Lord, I'm coming home. Lord, I'm a coming home. As we see this, and we can see this psalm, as we can see them as they was singing this, as they was going up, and the Bible's showing us here a sanctuary where people are meeting with God. I thank God for God's sanctuary, don't you? As Brother Rex said last Wednesday night, I believe this is a place where he can come that's a sanctuary where he can come and get help. I hope that's where we what we all think of the house of God. It's a sanctuary where we can come and get along with God in the presence of our family, praise God, the family of God, to get help from the Lord. And boy, what a blessing it is to have a place like this where we can come. I don't take it lightly. I don't take it for granted. I thank God for the opportunity and the place that He's given us to come together to worship Him in spirit and in truth. If you come this morning to worship Him, praise God, He's here to be worshiped. He's longing and looking for us to worship Him, to praise Him, and we just come into the sanctuary, into the dwelling of the Holy God, and we see what takes place here in this psalm, dwelling in the sanctuary of God, and it's all centered in the sanctuary. All the goodness of God is poured out in His sanctuary. Number one, we see that love of God that's in the sanctuary. He said, amiable, and that's lovable. That's how good it is, amen, the sanctuary of God. He said, how lovable are thy tabernacles, places that God allows. He said, oh Lord of hosts, that's you and me. We are the host of God. Those that love Him are looking for His appearing, praise God. That's who you are. That's who we should be this morning. Those that's looking for the Lord and His soon coming. Because Brother Larry said to me, praise God, He's coming again, praise God. He's coming, and we need to be ready to receive Him as He comes. But I'm glad today that through the Word of God, amen, glory be to God, I can say, Lord, I'm coming home. There's a place prepared for me. And one day, in a little while, I'm going to outstep this old body. Praise God, I'm going to step faster than it can move, and I'm going to go to be with the Lord in glory. Amen. If you're a child of God this morning, you should have that same hope. You should have that same promise. Amen. Glory to God. You too can say, Lord Jesus, I'm a coming home. Amen. He said we're coming to a lovely place with our love. I love the house of God, don't you? I love the people of God, and I love the God of the house. Amen. He's the one who makes a difference down in my heart. I'm nothing without Him. But praise God, I'm glad I can call upon Him. I'm glad I don't have to do without Him. Amen. He's my Lord and my Savior. He's that place that I can go, that place that I can come to when I can't go nowhere else. These times in our life that we get bogged down this old world, but I'm glad that we have a God in heaven, a God that's there for us, a God that's there with us. Amen. Listen, if you're a child of God, He's already a part of you in the portals of glory. Amen. He's already a part of you in portals of glory. Praise God. We just need to allow that part to be the leadership and the part that's left behind. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because it's real. See, our love is centered in the sanctuary. Not only does it say our love centered sanctuary, verse 1, but He said our longing is centered in the sanctuary. He said, my soul longeth. Amen. Praise God. I want to say my soul longeth for the things of God. My soul longeth for the sanctuary of God. My soul longs, praise God, to get a place where I can get along with God. Amen. I want to get along with Him. I want to find that help that He has for me, and I'll find it at His sanctuary. You say, how do you find it, preacher? When you're longing for the Lord. When you get the longing for Him, praise God, when you get the searching for Him, you'll find Him when you seek after Him early. Amen. He's a looking for us to come, praise God. He's a looking for us to draw nigh, praise God, so He can draw nigh to us, and He's wanting us to every day of our life, praise God, just to get a little closer today than I was yesterday. Amen. And He'll never push you away. That's the thing I like about my Lord. Amen. That love that He gives the sanctuary, that longing that I have for the sanctuary. I love this place because I can come and feel a relationship with God and His people as He just wounds over us and loves us, praise God, in so many different ways this morning. Just shows us how much He cares for us. Praise God. You know the Lord cares for you. Amen. The Lord cares for you this morning. He loves you. He cares for you. And He longs for your relationship with Him as much as we should long for a relationship with Him. Amen. So we see that loving in the sanctuary. We see that longing in the sanctuary. But we see that looking in the sanctuary. In verse 3, it said, yea, the sparrow hath found a house. Amen. How do you find something when you go to looking for it? Amen. I pray God, you won't be blessed. The Lord, you come looking for a blessing. God will pour it out. We've been seeing that in the last seven, eight services. Praise God. Holy Spirit of God just moved through this place. You know, Pastor, how come that happened? Because we come looking to be blessed, praise God. And the blesser showed up. He began to come looking, said the sparrow and the swallow, praise God. They come where they come to? They come to the sanctuary. Amen. They found that a place of safety. They found that a place where they could get in out of the world, praise God. They found that a place where they could come in and they could feel secure in their soul and in their body, praise God. Listen, your body will take you places you aren't want to go. Amen. But praise God, when you're in a sanctuary, when you're looking and longing and seeking the Lord, praise God, then God will bring you in that place of peace. Amen. He'll bring you in that place of joy. Talking last night, somebody trying to find happiness. I said, you won't find it in this world. Happiness is fleeting. It's only a moment. It's gone. It depends on what happens. But praise God, joy, true joy, praise God, true peace is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's down at the sanctuary where we can find it. You know what the Bible said? The sparrow and the swallow did. Said they built their nest in the sanctuary. Amen. They come to that place of safety. The sparrow built her nest in the sanctuary. That sparrow speaks of the Lord's coming. Amen. She's looking for the Lord to come, praise God. You get down to the sanctuary. I want to be down at the house of the Lord when Jesus comes by. Amen. I want to be at the house of God when the Lord shows up. I want to be at the house of God when the Spirit swings through here, praise the Lord. Amen. That sparrow and that swallow, she speaks of the Lord as in His coming, praise God. He's coming again, praise God. It's that power to have when the Lord sweeps by there, when the Lord touches and where the Lord begins to give that direction and give the hope and the peace, praise God, that passes even our own understanding. Amen. Praise God. If you ever thought about that, how you can be in church and the turmoil of the world, hey, just because we come in here, it don't stop. Everything that was going on when we come in these doors, it continues. But ain't it good, praise God, that you can come in and find a peace and a calm out of the storm? Amen. A place where you can forget about all those things, all the turmoil that's happening in your life, praise God. You can come call upon the Lord and you'll find Him. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I like that. Amen. So we see the sparrow, we see the swallow, but we also see in this worship that's centered in the sanctuary, we see a sovereign God. Amen. We see Jehovah of hosts. He said he's the Lord of hosts. He said He's my Lord. He said He's my King. And He said He's my God. And He shows up, praise God. And He represents us, praise God, within Himself. And He shows us His magnificence. He shows us His sovereignty as God Almighty. Amen. He's a sovereign God this morning. A God that's looking down upon us and sees us not as we are, but what we can be one day before the glory of God as He's molding us and making us in the likeness of His own image. Amen. One day He can present us to Himself. Praise God. I'm looking forward to that. Getting rid of all the spots and the blemishes, Brother Bud. Making us more like Himself every day if we'll let Him. So we see the dwelling of the sanctuary of God. The power that we have when we're centered, when our power, our worship, our praise is centered in the sanctuary. Amen. You know, we should be praising the Lord out in the world. Amen. We should. Did you hear what I said? We should be able to praise the Lord out in the world. But praise God, when we come into the sanctuary of God, into the presence of the Lord, we ought to be able to worship Him more. We ought to be able to worship Him and to the full, praise God. It's overflowing, praise God, in His goodness and His mercy. You say, well, preacher, I just ain't strong enough. Well, said He gives you strength. Not only dwelling in the sanctuary of God, but He said, our praise, our love. He said, Lord, I'm coming home. He said, I'm coming to draw my strength from God. Amen. When we draw our strength from God, things begin to happen, praise God. What takes place? Our heart becomes right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our heart changes. In verse 5, He said, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. Amen. Praise that. In whose heart are the ways of them, praise the Lord. He said, hey, listen, our strength comes from the Lord. We have to strengthen ourselves every day in the Lord. We have to be trust. That means we have to trust Him in faith, believing upon Him. Amen. Our flesh is weak. Your flesh is weak. You can't overcome your flesh. Amen. I talked to a fellow this morning. I said, listen, your flesh is weak. Your flesh is going to destroy you. Your flesh will take you down the tube faster than anything else. Praise God, it's weak. But we have to put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and that finished work of Calvary. He's already overcome death and the grave. Praise God. It's through sin, praise God, that brings death. And death is brought. Sin is finished by the law. And we have to realize that we can't live good enough within ourselves. But there's a God of heaven that'll live good in you. Amen. He's a God in heaven that'll live good in you. The righteousness of God in mankind, praise God, is out of this world. Amen. That I would, I do not, and that I would not, that I do. That's what Paul said. One of the greatest men of God to ever walk face earth. Amen. He said, because of the flesh, but he said, I got to mortify the deeds of the flesh. He said, I got to take my old flesh and put it to death. Amen. When my old flesh has a longing to go this way, I pray to my Lord and Savior, glory to God, that He'd take me His way. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You say, preacher, how do you be that strong? By being in the presence of the Lord. Amen. By drawing our strength from God. The psalmist said, that's the way we get our strength. That's the way he said, when our heart's right before the Lord. You say, well, preacher, you don't realize how rough the highway is. Amen. That's what he said. He said, who passes through, verse 6, the valley of Baca. He said, that place of wailing, he said, make it a wail, praise God. He said, when we go through that place of weeping and crying and moaning and suffering in the world today, praise God. He said, we cry and we weep till we weep a well of water. Amen. Praise God. He said, but God, amen, that place of weeping, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning, glory be to God. Amen. We may weep in this world, we may have hardships in this world, but praise God, we're looking for the morning. There's coming a morning, youngins, praise God, when we won't want no more. We're coming one day to a morning that we'll never desire anything, praise God, but to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. And we ought to just go ahead and practice it now. Amen. What are you talking about? I'm talking about, Lord, I'm coming home into the place of the sanctuary, coming into the presence of the Lord. The place where He gives us help this morning. Amen. The hope that we have in Him. But he said, preacher, we're walking through that valley. He said, I know what they're talking about. When they're weeping in the valley, that hard place, that low place, glory be to God. But praise God, I'm glad that when we come out of the valley, glory to God, we can have a mountaintop experience. Amen. I like your mountaintop experience, don't you? Yeah. Praise God, I like to remember though because I'm having that mountaintop experience because God brought me out of the valley. Amen. Praise God. We need to know whom our Redeemer is. We need to know what He's done for us. Praise God. We need to know that He is that power. Amen. That'll bring us up and give us the strength. When we put our strength in Him, He's the Lord of hosts. He's the one we can count on. Praise God. He's the one that'll give us our strength. Amen. I don't have much strength this morning. But he said, they go from strength to strength. That's the Lord's strength. Amen. You don't have strength in you this morning. I don't have strength in me, but praise God, the Lord's got all the power in heaven and earth. Amen. You believe that? Amen. Our Savior, our Lord, has all power in heaven and earth. He said so. He said, what does that mean? That means it's right. Amen. It means you can trust in Him because our Lord is a Lord that's all powerful. He said, when we're weeping in the valley, pray God. He said, just hold on. He said, pray God because in a little while, He said He's going to strengthen every one of them in Zion. That's a mountain, praise God. That's a place where God brings us up. It's where God gives power in His presence. Amen. I thank God for the power in the presence of the Lord. That's what we've been seeing around here, praise God. You say, well, preacher, I need some strength. I need some power in myself, praise God. Well, just get into the presence of the Lord, glory to God, and you'll find it all. You'll find all the power and the strength you need. Overcome every obstacle you face, praise God. Why? Because the Bible said that our Lord Jesus is an overcoming power. Amen. He's already overcome all the obstacles. Amen. All the obstacles. There's no obstacles. Praise God. He had to go around. Praise God. He just went right over all of them. Praise God. In a finished work of Calvary. Amen. Glory be to God where He shed His blood on the cross. Amen. For you and me to the point that He lifted up. He lifted up His eyes and said, it's finished. Amen. We're serving a God that's done a finished work. Amen. We are complete in Him. Amen. Glory be to God. I can look up and lift up my head with confidence today and say, Lord, I'm coming home. Amen. Listen, I may go home before this day's over. I mean, I get out there on the road and get to driving toward the house and get run over by somebody, by a drunkard or somebody like that and go out of here, but praise God. Hey, just say praise the Lord. Pastor Jeff went home, glory to God. Amen. Went home to be with the Lord. But praise God, I thank God for that. That weeping in the valley becomes a walk on the mountain with a holy and a righteous God. Why? Because how does that happen? Because He is our real hope. He's the only hope we have. Now we can put our hope and trust in a whole lot of different things. But things will disappoint you. Amen. Things tend to decay. Things tend to fall apart. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I put my trust in such a... Amen. You better not. We better put our trust and our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ because He is that place of hope. He's that real hope that we have. The Bible says, verse 8 said, O Lord God of hosts. Amen. He's talking about that mighty Lord God, the Almighty God. He said, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Amen. He's talking about the Almighty God who's full of mercy, praise God, to look down upon us and realize where we're at. But that don't, hey, glory to God. You ever realize today that where you're at don't affect Him any? Amen. Now where you're at, it affects him in His acknowledgement of where you're at. Because He wants you to be in a good place. But it don't affect who He is. Amen. Hello? It don't matter where you're at, praise God. It don't affect who He is. He's always going to be God. And He's always going to be there for you. He's always going to be there for me, praise God, because He is God. Amen. Amen. So wait a minute, preacher. I thought He condescends down to where I am. No, ma'am. No, sir. He knows where you're at. Knows the feeling of your infirmities, your weakness, and the lack of strength that you have. But just because we're weak don't mean He is. Amen. Don't you try to bring God down to where you are. That's what's wrong with us today in the churches, our liberal churches. Amen. They're trying to bring God down to where we are and make Him like us. But I won't say God is not a God like us. God is the God of hosts. He's an almighty God. Now that means almighty means He's mighty in all things. Mighty in every essence of His being. Every fiber, praise God, He is. Everything that He does, praise God, it's mighty in the Lord. Amen. Even to the saving of sinners. Amen. Praise God. He's mighty. He don't condescend to us, praise God. We have to come humbly before Him and submit ourselves to Him. Amen. I think what's wrong with the world today, praise God, we're not ready to submit. We say, well, but God. Yeah, that's what goats do. They butt. Amen. We're supposed to be sheep. Amen. When God says, hey, son, you're going in the wrong, ma'am, you're going in the wrong direction. We're supposed to say, yes, sir. You know what's wrong with the world today? Praise God, we've lost our manners. Amen. We've lost our manners. Praise God. We're bringing our chin up. They don't know nothing about manners. They don't know you're supposed to say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. They don't know that you're supposed to say, mister, or brother, or sister, I praise God. They don't know that because we haven't taught them. We teach you, bringing up a society full of disrespect. We don't respect each other, and we don't respect God. He said, preacher, how do you know that? Because if we respected God, we'd respect each other. Amen. Oh, me. Amen. We'd have respect, praise God, for one another because there's real hope in the Lord. Amen. He is our hope. He's that place where we can go, that confidence that we have. He's the Lord of hosts. Oh, Lord God of hosts. Amen. That's who He is, the Almighty One. Amen. And He'll always be Almighty. God's never going to give up His throne. We tend to say a whole lot of time, well, God's still on the throne, like we expect Him to ever leave. We expect Him to ever relinquish any of His power, any of His might, praise God. He's always been God. Somebody asked me a while back, said, well, preacher, what about when Jesus was hanging on the cross? I said, what about it? He said, where was God then? I said, well, He was right where He's always been. He said, well, why did Jesus say, why hast thou forsaken? He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? I taught him in Sunday school this morning. I said, because Jesus Christ was in the flesh. He was 100% flesh, just like me and you. Amen. You, when you poked Him, you cut Him, He bled. Amen. He was in that flesh, praise God. And God Almighty didn't turn His back on His Son. God Almighty never turned loose none of His power, praise God. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, praise God, what He done? He put a veil of darkness over that thing, praise God, and He turned His back on sin. Amen. Because God cannot look on sin, and for those hours of darkness, Jesus Christ, glory be to God, somebody jump up and shout, He became sin for me and you, glory to God, in the darkness part that this world has ever known. Praise God, you say, preacher, it was dark before creation. Praise God, I want to say on the day that Jesus died on Calvary was the darkest day this world's ever known. Amen. Because God Almighty blacked her out. He said, hey, and Jesus Christ, our Savior, became sin for you and me. Amen. Glory to God, I'm coming home because Jesus Christ died for me. Amen. Praise the Lord, George, just jump up and take your spell and say, Lord Jesus, I'm coming home. Amen. Glory to God, I ain't going to wait. Amen. For Him to come get me, praise God, I'm just ready to fly to here and go on home. Amen. Glory be to God. One day in a while we will, if the Lord tarries coming. But praise be to God, I'm expecting the presence in the sanctuary. Amen. Glory be to God. What a blessing. Amen. Not only do He say they're drawing their strength from God, not only saying they're dwelling in the sanctuary, but they said, Lord, we want to delight in the service of God. Amen. I want to say these. I don't know about you. You may not enjoy this, but I have me a time at the house of God. I enjoy, praise God, His presence. I enjoy His Spirit. I enjoy His sovereignty. I enjoy everything that is about God. That's what He was saying here in verse 9. Amen. He said, behold, O Lord, our shield. Amen. He said, Lord, we've come into Your presence. He said, Lord, we've just moved up. He said, we've come to the valley of weeping. He said, we've come to the mountain of shouting. Praise God. And said, we've entered into the portals of the sanctuary in the tabernacle of God. Amen. Let me ask you a question. Do you ever feel like you've just been ushered right into the presence of God? Amen. Glory to God. Sometimes it gets so foggy up here, praise God. I think my glasses done gone bad. Amen. Praise God. There's just a cloud back through there. Hey, glory to God. But you know what? That's all right. Why? Because I'm in the presence of the Lord. I'm in the sanctuary. I'm in that place of hell. In verse 9, what they're saying here, he said, Lord, here we are. Praise God. That's what we do. I think that's what's been happening in the last few services around here. I think God's people just come together, one accord, one mind, praise God, and said, Lord God, here we are. Amen. Praise God, we just present ourselves humbly before the Lord. That's what He's saying. He said, Lord, behold. He said, here we are. He said, we're in the presence of the you know what they did? They resigned themselves, praise God, of their worries. He said, Lord, I'm not going to worry about this situation. I'm not going to worry about this life. I'm going to put it in Your hands, God. Lord, Dan. I said, Lord, I'm just coming into your presence. Man, bring all my cares. He said, I'm going to cast them on you because you care for me. Glory to God. And I'm just going to shout her out. You say, how can you shout, praise God? Because we know what God can do. Amen. We know what He's able to accomplish. Amen. The thing is, our faith is weak, isn't it? Amen. Old fellow said, the disciple said, Lord, help our unbelief. Amen. Said, listen, if there's any unbelief in us, praise God, take it away and give us a strong faith to believe on Lord Jesus Christ. You know what we need in these last days that we live? Church, we need a strong faith. Amen. We need to be rooted and grounded in our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to resign our worries to Him, praise God. Amen. Praise God, we need to realize all of our wants being taken care of by the mighty hand of God. Amen. All of our wants, everything, praise God, that we need is being taken care of. Talked to somebody the other day. And I said, you know what the Bible says? If Jesus said, if we'd seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. He said, well, you know, I need this. He's talking about getting in, being a Christian, living for the Lord. He said, well, you know, if I could get this and get this and get... He said, I wouldn't have to worry about it. Then I could spend more time at church. I could get there and I could worship the Lord. I said, you're getting your cart before the horse. Amen. I said, what He... Jesus said, and Jesus is no liar. Amen. He's absolute truth because He is the Word of God. And He said, if you'll seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these other things will be added unto you. What do you have need of today? Praise God, just seek the righteousness of God. Do right in the eyes of God. And God said, I'll add all that to you. Amen. I'll give it to you. I'll make it up. They said, hey, listen, Lord, we're here. We're in your presence. Lord, we need you to, we realize where we're at. We realize our wants. We realize what we need. And praise God, we realize that you're supplying it all. Have you ever thought we don't own nothing? Hello? You say, well, preacher, I do. I got two cars and a boat and a house and property. Yeah, right. Yeah. And you don't pay your tax on any of those and they'll come take them from you. Amen. We don't own nothing, praise God. Everything we have is just borrowed for a while. And we're borrowing it from our Heavenly Father who has it all. Amen. Praise the Lord. So what you say, well, preacher, I have needs. Amen. Praise God. He's the need meter. Amen. He knows what we need and He'll meet our needs if we'll let Him, if we'll ask Him, if we'll believe on Him. Amen. Praise God. But they said, we're home, Lord. Praise God. We're here, Lord. We're home, Lord. We're in your presence, Lord. Amen. They entered into a new dimension of time. Amen. One of these days, time, we was talking about the my little nieces that was born almost a year ago, and they were premature, and they was a long time. They was in the hospital, and my brother sent out a picture of they, and said, it's hard to believe they're almost 1 year old. And I texted him back. I said, well, time flies. Amen. It does. Time can, and as older you get, brother, but the faster it goes. Amen. You wake up, and the next thing you know, you're going to bed, and then you get up, and praise God, and you get to the point almost where you don't realize whether you're washing or hanging out. Amen. I'm just serious. Time goes by so fast, and we live in such a cycle of life, and it's hard to figure out where we're going and how we're going to get there. Amen. Everybody, listen, you're not alone in that. Everybody's going through the same thing. And I don't understand, because we're living in a computer age. I mean, everything, it's like George Jetson. I mean, praise God, everything, push button, and boom, you got it. You know, they used to take a little old pill and they throw it in this box and hit a button and boom, there was a full course, a three-course meal. And we thought, when I was a little kid, I thought, wow, boy, wouldn't that be great? Amen. When I come in from school, I could take that pill, throw it in that little old box, hit a button, and glory be God, I wouldn't have to wait for mama to get home and fit supper. Amen. Any of you kids like that? You come home starved to death. You eat lunch at school. But praise God, you're growing so you come home and you're just starved, famished. But praise God, I'm glad God, we're living in a time when everything's instant, everything's quick, fast, and hurry right now. I mean, we got to a point now that we just pull up to a window and they throw our food out the window at us. Amen. You don't have to even go in. And now they got a thing, they're putting out an app now where you can go on your computer and pray God. You don't even have to get out of your pajamas, go to the window, they'll bring it to your house. Amen. But we still don't have time for God. Mama, grandma and grandpa, praise God. Grandma had to go out and take clothes and wash them out in the creek and on an old washboard. Hang them up to dry. Get them up. Iron them. Praise God with more. They didn't have permanent press. Amen. Amen. Permanent. They had, now we got permanently depressed. Amen. Because we're living in such a fashion. But I want to say glory be to God. We're coming on a place and a time where time will be no more. Amen. You won't have to worry about it because every time you turn around, you just be going, good morning. You think it's weird here. Praise God, you wait to get over there, and every time you pass somebody, Brother Larry, I'm going to say, Brother Larry, good morning, son. Praise the Lord, ain't it good? Amen. I'm saying, Brother Don, good morning, Brother Don, how you doing? Man, praise God, about 10,000 years later, I pray, hey, good morning, brother, how are you? Amen, glory be to God. God said, I'll take that time, essence of time out away. I'll give you a new dimension in Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. We can begin to make time. He said, not only will he give you a new dimension of time, but he said, our task, a new distinction. He said, there'll be a distinction in what we do for the Lord. Amen. I wonder how many of us really do something for Jesus. Now, I want to say, getting up this morning after the time moved up an hour and coming to church wasn't doing something for the Lord. That was doing something for you, praise God, that you can get in, get some help from the Lord. Amen. The new distinction will be, praise God, when we get into the presence. And I'm liking what's happening here. Amen. We're getting a new distinction in our service to the Lord, praise God. It's what we're doing for Him. What we're doing when we come into His presence. We come into His presence just to worship Him and give Him praise. To lift up His almighty name for all that He's already done. Amen. Looking for what we expect Him to do. Praise the Lord. Hey, do you expect the Lord to do anything in your life? You know what I think's wrong with most of us in church, in our fundamental Bible believing churches today? Our expectations aren't high enough for ourselves. Amen. We don't. Our expectation of what we can be in the with the help of the Lord is not big enough. Amen. Praise God. Let's you young people, your expectation ought to be higher. Praise God. You're not only going to be sat in a pew, but one day, praise God, I'm going to be on the mission field. I'm going to be lifting up the name of Jesus. I'm going to tell somebody in South Africa, praise God, that don't know about the Lord and Savior, about my Lord and Savior. Amen. Are you hearing me? I'm talking about having high expectations. Putting yourself out there and saying, Lord God, I want to lift up your name. Praise God. You say, why would you do that? Because of that new distinction that you're going to have in heaven. Praise God. You're going to be somebody who's going to be serving the Lord all days of your life. Amen. All throughout eternity. Amen. He said, well, preacher, I don't know if I want to do that. That seems like a lot of hard work. Yeah, we're allergic to it, ain't we? Amen. But I want to say it won't be a hard work. It'll be a labor of love. Amen. We'll have a perfect, glorified body. We'll never get weary. We'll never get tired. We'll never get tired of serving the Lord. Amen. So when He assigns you your duty for Him, you know you're going to be one of His little children. You're going to have manners. You're going to say, yes, sir, Lord. Glory to God, thank you, praise God, for the opportunity to serve my Savior. Amen. But you know what? We ought to do that now. We ought to look for an opportunity to serve the Lord. Look for an opportunity to lift up the name of our Savior. Amen. Give Him glory, praise God, for all that He's done. Amen. Praise His holy name. But we see here, they said, you know, that the day is there. And He said that day in His courts is better than 1,000. Praise God. He said that opportunity to serve the Lord. It's better than any other day I've ever had. When we get into the presence of the Lord and we get to serve Him, it'll be the best days, praise God, that we've ever had. You say, well, preacher, I've had a lot of good days here. Amen. Thank God for good days. Amen. Thank God for happy days. Thank God for days full of joy. Thank God for happiness, and bliss, praise God, that we have. But one day, praise the Lord, we'll be able to lift up the name of God. Amen. Glory be able to praise Him. 11b said, we'll get to praise Him and give Him glory. Said, no good thing will be withheld. Said, the Lord will give grace and glory. Praise God. He's talking about the present. He's talking about the future. Praise the Lord for somebody, for you and I. Amen. The splendor that we'll see in heaven. That's why I can say, Lord, I'm coming to a wonderful place. I'm coming to a wonderful time. It's going to get better and bigger, praise God, farther on. When we put our faith in the Lord, praise God. A place where I have been. I've been helped, praise God, by the Lord. Amen. That heavenly bliss, the splendor of it all. Can you imagine? Got quiet, didn't it? Can you imagine we pull up there and all of a sudden, there we are in the presence of the Lord of hosts has brought us up and we've all been presented to the, we've been presented to the Heavenly Father. We're all scattered around, all those that love the Lord and looking for His appearing. And we're all scattered out there and the God the Father sitting there, God the Son's are sitting beside Him. And I thought about this as I read this, and it said in the, and he says here, he said, behold, O God, our shield. He said, Lord, we're here. We've come in. He said, Lord, we made it home. But listen to what He says. He said, and look upon the face of thine anointed. Can you imagine? Can you imagine when all the hosts of heaven said, looky there, God. And the Lord God looks around and there's the Son of God with a great old big smile on His face. Glory be to God. Glory radiating out of Him because where He brought us from. That He might present us to the Father without spot or blemish. Praise God, praise God. And the Son is just radiant, praise, because with glory, because where He brought us from, where He brought us to, praise God, into the very presence of God. To behold, amen, what we have here, what we can see here. Praise God, because it brings us in that place of blessed. That place of happiness, that place of fortunes, that place where we can come in, where we trust and lean in upon the Lord with all our strength. Amen. That's what He said. Praise the Lord. He listened to what He said. He said, Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in Thee. And glory to God, He said He brought us in and just blessed us all to pieces. I thank God for His blessings, don't you? Boy, when you get all excited down your soul because you realize the Lord God is a working in you and a helping you and a coaching you and a showing you the way. But He said, we get that help, that encouragement when we put our trust in the Lord. It's why He said, blessed is the man that trusteth in Thee. That trust means to have full confidence in the Lord. You know what, Lord? I ain't got much confidence in me because me has let me down like, but Lord, I'm putting all my faith and confidence in You. But praise God. That listen, He has never let me down and He'll never let you down. That's why we need you to say, Lord, I'm a coming home. Amen. Just settling our hearts and our minds, praise God, today that we're headed for a destination and we're not going to be sidetracked, we're not going to be diverted, but praise God, we're going to just keep on praising the Lord till we get to that place He's got for us. And He said, but He says in that place of glory, He said, there's no good thing will be withholding from them that walk uprightly. Amen. All the goodness and the blessedness of the Lord, He said, they won't none of that be withheld from us. But praise said, they said that God would bless us and cover us and keep us and help us, praise God, and love us, amen, unto Himself. And it, praise the Lord, when we get over yonder. But He said He wouldn't wait till we got there, but He'd work on us while we're here. That He'd love us and help us and bless us and encourage us and give us that we need because He is God. But we need to settle in our heart today and say, Lord, no matter what happens here, no matter how many valleys I got to go through, praise God, to get back to that mountaintop. Lord, one day I'm coming home. Amen. Lord, can you say that today with all confidence? Lord, I'm a coming home. Amen. Can you say that? Can you say that today with confidence? Lord, I'm coming home.